right, we're going to go ahead and get started with our post-race media availability. We're now joined by Riley Herbst, driver of the number 98 Stuart Haas Racing Ford. Riley, your first NASCAR Xfinity Series win comes here at your home track, Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Just walk me through the emotion.
We just beat everybody in the playoffs trying to go to Phoenix. They all brought their best stuff, and we whooped them about by 10 seconds. So, yeah, everybody said I can't do it, couldn't do it, won't win, not good enough. And I just flat out just beat them. So I'm pretty happy with myself, happy with Stuart Haas Racing for sticking behind me. This is a huge weight off my shoulders. It's just I'm so relieved to be here in Victory Lane and in my home city.
Congratulations. We are now going to go to questions. We'll start here in the front with Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, kicking the tire site net. Okay, so you put a whooping on the field, but at any point in those closing laps, did you think, oh, my car's messing up, I'm missing, something's missing, I've got a tire that's looser. You know, were you nervous at all? Were the gremlins going through your mind?
I was only concerned about a caution. I didn't want something funny to happen, but then at that same point, I knew that I couldn't control other people's race cars. I couldn't control debris. I just had to focus on hitting my marks, being consistent. And if there was a caution, we're going to have to race them at the end. And if I would have finished second, third, tenth, whatever, I knew that I would have done the best out to my ability, and that's what I did today. So I wasn't too focused on what could have happened. I just kind of tried to take it one corner at a time.
Obviously in your hometown, so what's this party going to be like tonight?
Pretty spectacular.
Plans we're at?
We're going downtown. We're going to watch my Trojans beat up on Notre Dame, and then we're going to go drink.
All right, we're going to go next to Bob Pockris.
Bob Pockris, Fox Sports. So what was the difference today?
I don't know. I feel like all year, as much as you guys will might shake your head, but I feel like all year we've shown this brilliance of speed, and either we've messed up on pit road, I've overstepped my boundaries, I've hit the fence, I've been wrecked. And I feel like today none of that just happened. I feel like I came here last year and ran 15th, right? Came here today, won by 10 seconds. I did not drive any different. And I feel like that is the biggest thing that is a misconception in this sport with drivers from the top to the bottom in all of the series. I just didn't become that much of a better race car driver to beat the best Xfinity field in a long time at Vegas by 10 seconds when last year I could barely hold my weight to be in the top 10. So I feel like everything has to go right, and you just have to continue to believe in yourself and be confident.
Go to Zach and then to Tom.
Hello, NASCAR.com. Riley, congratulations. You talked about the weight that's been lifted off of you. How much of a toll has this year taken on you, just the ups and downs that have come with it? Because you talked about the speed that you guys have shown at times. To go through those ups and downs and now to be on the other side of it with, you know, celebrating here, what's this been like for you?
I think the biggest thing is when people aren't around, when you don't finish well, and you go home by yourself, you go to dark places, to be honest with you, and you start to question yourself, and that's all that falls back on foundation, and you have to have good people around you. And for a while in my career, I didn't, and I'd start to question myself and wonder if I could do this. But whenever I was down, I would get a call from somebody at Monster, knowing that they believed in me, and they told me that they supported me no matter what, through the ups and downs. When a lot of people didn't support me, there was a few people who did. That was Monster Energy and obviously my parents. So some teams didn't support me either. And I'm very grateful to everybody at SHR, Greg Zipidelli, for stepping up to the plate when I didn't really have a place to go. And they took me in, and they knew that they could polish me and work with me and help me grow to become the person I am. And there's still so much growth for me to become. And hopefully I can stay at SHR for a long time to come.
Okay, we're going to go to Tom and then to Justin.
Tom Zaleski, Iron County Today. Riley, I hate to correct you at first, but it was 15 seconds that you won by
perfect.
Today.
Thank you.
But with this, you passed Cole in the final lap of stage two to win, and then there weren't any yellows in that final stage. Are you radio silent? Are you trying not to get too nervous? Anybody else in your ear at that point? How is that final stage unfolding for you as your lead is getting wider?
It was really odd. I truly wasn't too nervous because I knew I was doing the best of my capability, like I said earlier. And if there was a caution, I was just going to take it at face value. We were probably going to come down and get tires, and we're going to have to go race them. But I knew once I passed the double zero there on the final lap in stage two, I knew we had a shot at it. It was just a matter of everything went well and we executed correctly. And ultimately we did. But like I said, I was just taking it lap by lap. They were telling me to back up my pace. And I was thinking to myself, I was like, I'm not good enough to back up my pace. I'm just going to go until a caution or the checkered flag comes out. And luckily that's what happened.
All right, we'll go to Justin.
Justin Schuler, Kicking the Tires. Correct me if I'm wrong, but in Victory Lane, there was a 100 banner or 100th. What was that?
Yeah, Stuart Haas Racing, 100th win, Riley Herbst. You ever thought that would happen, huh? Yeah. All you guys are laughing, huh? Yeah, Riley Herbst, 100th win for Stuart Haas Racing. So that will be in the history books. And like I said, I'm so grateful for everybody at that organization. Through all the ups and downs, they've been behind me, and I love it.
So you just mentioned it. It's in the history books. So not only is this your first career win, but you got them 100. Like, that's your name. Like, how does that feel? Or do you have to? Is that something that you're going to be better answered on Monday or something?
I don't know. It's cool. Like I said, I'm just over the moon here. I've worked so hard just to be in this sport, to try to prove myself and to continue to stay. And then when you miss the playoffs in this caliber of equipment, albeit crew chief change, wrecks, whatever it is, you still miss the playoffs. That's what it boiled down to. That was a huge failure in my book. But I walked in the garage with your head down every race weekend, just being embarrassed. But my guys, Davin and the 98 team, had faith in me, and they told me we were going to win before this year's out, and we did. So I'm just so in debt to all those guys.
Second question. I asked you a couple weeks or a few weeks ago before you made the announcement of what you're doing next year, but all the questions of are you going to go to Cup, what are you going to do, and you said you don't want to go to Cup. You want to win an Xfinity first. That's your top priority.
Yep.
That box checked. What's next?
Well, I've signed my contract for Stuart Haas Racing and the Xfinity Series next year. And even after today, I'm not where I want to be. I don't think I can strap up with the best of them on Sunday and try to go win races. I can go to the garage and go run mid-20s to 30s in a Cup car, but I don't know. That's not really what I want to do for the rest of my life, to be honest with you. So I want to be the best I can be, hone my craft, and when I feel like I'm to the caliber of Cup drivers and when the people around me feel like I'm to the caliber of the best guys on Sunday, I feel like we'll make that jump.
I'm going to go next to Michael Massey in the middle here.
Massey, Front Stretch. You talk about the Cup side, but you know, a few weeks ago, you almost won that race at Talladega. You were in the picture there at Talladega. You ran well in the races you did. Did those boost your confidence at all to where, you know, you can do this in Xfinity? If you can almost do it in Cup, you could definitely get the job done in Xfinity.
Yeah, I feel like that's a kind of little bit two questions there. Like I said, I knew I could do this in the Xfinity Series if everything happened correctly. And that happened today. And with the Cup race, I was so fortunate to get that opportunity, the four races this year. And I truthfully felt like I made the most of those opportunities with two top tens out of them. But on the flip side of the coin, those are plate tracks. It's not coming here to the mile and a half in a Cup car, which is a totally different animal. So hopefully I get some more opportunities on different types of tracks next year, and we'll see where we stack up against the best of them. But like I said, I'm just focused on the Xfinity Series, re-sign there. Hopefully we can go battle for a championship next year, and hopefully this win will take us to Phoenix next year.
Front, all the way to the left.
Congratulations, Riley. Sharon from Fan for Racing. And I'm wondering if there was a pivotal moment at SHR that you knew things were turning around and this was coming. We've seen it coming for a while. But was there a pivotal moment for you?
There was a bunch of pivotal moments, a lot of grounding moments, a lot of hard discussions with Kevin Harvick, with my old crew chief Richard Boswell, and then right when I thought the train was rolling in the right direction and being as close as I ever was to win a race, my crew chief got promoted to the Cup Series, and I felt like it was just over. I was really down on myself and just kind of gave up, and then this guy named Davin came down from the Cup side and told me we were going to go win races. In our first race, we finished second at Nashville. And from there on out, I knew life was back in me, back in the 98 team. And Davin's just been a savior to me and my family and the 98 team to get us to victory lane.
All right. And my second question is, how much has it meant to you to have Cole Custer as a teammate this year? You guys have been racing forever, and now you're teammates at Stuart Haas Racing.
Rising tides raise all ships. So when Cole came over, I knew it was going to have to elevate me to the best of my ability, and I felt like it did the first six, seven races in the Xfinity Series this year. We were the points leader at Richmond, and then the wheels just kind of fell off of our season. So yesterday I thought Cole was the best car in practice. I really studied his data, talked to him a little bit, and I think Davin made tremendous adjustments overnight and throughout the race to get us to a race-winning car, and we ended up in victory lane.
Let's go to Trey in the middle.
Trey Campbell here with 790 at Houston. What can you say about how the tires kind of fell off? It was a majority green flag type of race, but was it sort of a calm, tame type of race for you, or was there any like sort of worry about the?
I mean, the tires fell off like typically here at Las Vegas. Just one and two get shaded as the race goes on, so you tend to get a little bit tighter over down there, and the sun beats down on three and four, so you get loose over there, and it's a balance of maintaining your car between both ends, and just you lose grip as you run. And I think we ran a 50 lap run there at the end, so we were all kind of slipping, sliding around, and just hanging on.
What are you drinking tonight, by the way?
Probably some Beast. Probably then about midnight, then we're going to go to just Vodka Monster.
Have fun.
All right, let's come here in the middle back.
Crystal Clay Racing, Refresh.com. We saw you embrace your mother and shed a few tears, so I just wanted to know if you had any thoughts about or what your thought process was while you were actually shedding those tears, and if she shared any words of encouragement or any words at all at that moment.
I mean, yeah, when you're in your darkest days, there's nobody around you besides your mom, and that's her job, and she was the best at it. There was many times when, getting emotional now, but there was many times when you just don't know, and she's the only one there to pick you up, and I wouldn't be here without her.
Come over here to the far right.
Gary, UNLV Rebel Report. Riley, how many friends and family members did you have out here witnessing your first NASCAR Xfinity Series win at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway?
We had 60. Some in the suite upstairs, and then we had about 20 in the Blackjack Club right above us. And then probably about 10 or so down on the pit box. So big family affair, friends, some executives, some Monster were here. So all in all, just really good timing for everything.
And I want to ask you about your city, Las Vegas. I mean, it's growing exponentially in the sports department. We see the Raiders, Golden Knights, the Formula One weekend. What is your take on all of this?
It's awesome. This city has given my family everything, from my great-grandfather down to me. So just to be embraced by the fans on the front straightaway after winning is awesome. And to see this town just grow with sports, from me to the Bush brothers, to the Raiders, to the Knights winning the Cup last year, hopefully an NBA team, MLB team coming soon. So it's really cool, and hopefully it keeps growing.
Mitchell Brewer, Black Cat Sports. Riley, we often see teams, after they miss the playoffs, kind of just fade into obscurity. How important was it for you for that not to be the case with this 98 team and to go out and show that, hey, even though we're not in the title contention, we can still get this job done any week?
It's pivotal because I missed the playoffs during contract negotiations, during sponsor negotiations. So if I were to just go out there and kind of roll over, who knows what would have happened. And now this just helps everything. Winning cures everything.
Let's come up front here to Cole and then back to Bob.
Cole Cusimano with the Arizona Republic. Tom pointed out your margin of victory, nearly 15 seconds, only 10 cars in the lead lap. I know it's your first win, but you made it look really easy. Did it feel easy in the car? I guess, how was your drive today?
No, it was kind of a handful. The bumps, I feel like, every fall get significantly bigger. You don't really feel them in the spring dime. I was so loose down in 3 and 4 with the sun, and I was screaming there a little bit in the first stage, but Davin told me everybody's screaming. It's just got to be better than the next guy and be extremely disciplined. And so I just kind of shut up and try to be disciplined.
Bob Parker, Fox Sports. On your radio, you started thanking people and telling people you loved them, like, with a lap to go. And so I'm curious, like, did you – and they were like, hey, you still have one more lap. So I'm curious, did you know you still have one more lap, or did you think the race was
well,
over?
every about 5 laps, my spotter would give me an interval. And so I was just dead silent. And then once I took the white, I was like – he told me 15 and a half, and I was like, okay, like, I can do 4 corners as long as if there's a caution comes out, we're gonna win. So that's when I knew it was over once the white.
Any additional questions? Okay, we'll come up.
Hi, Alex Edelman, The Atlantic. I'm just wondering if you could sum it up. What are you gonna take away from today?
That hard work always pays off. That's what my grandfather told me and my cousins when we were young kids, and it showed today. Work extremely hard, and you get extremely lucky, and I've worked really hard for this opportunity. I've earned this opportunity, and now I got to capitalize on it.
All right, we're going to go to Dom, and then we're going to finish with Zach.
Dominic Ottergon with the Racing Experts and ESPN Radio Albuquerque. First career win. When you think back on this race then at some point down the line, what do you think is going to stand out the most to you about it?
That I was, I don't know, that I just was very relaxed. I felt calm all weekend from strapping in the car yesterday in practice and making the first lap. I knew it was pretty good. I didn't think it was 15 seconds to win by good. Like I mentioned, I thought our teammate was a little bit better. But I also take back just you got to continue to work hard, and that's what we did overnight, studied some data. Davin made some good changes and executed today.
Go ahead, Zach.
I'm curious, coming to the end of stage 2 there, getting past Cole for the stage win, was there ever a thought of, hey, let him have this point given the playoff situation, or was that just, I got to go now?
No. It's me and Cole are our best of friends, but I'm not going to give him a playoff point. Trust me, I heard it. He's only won one stage, and it was at a super speedway at Atlanta. And I was going to put the bumper to him for a stage win just so I could get a stage win on a mile and a half.
All right, Riley, thank you so
Thanks,
much for
guys.
Coming in. Congratulations.